More than 50 police officers, some with their guns drawn, took part in the raids on the El Rey grocery store and a nearby tortilla factory. More than 20 workers, including two pregnant women, were handcuffed and forced to lie on the floor while police searched for illegal prescription drugs. No charges were ever filed. In arguments before the state Supreme Court this week, an attorney for the workers, John Abbott, said when workers filed official complaints against the police, they ran into a bureaucracy that refused to investigate what happened.
This is the opportunity for the people that experienced what these people did at El Rey to try to get their grievances redressed by going to a hearing and saying, here's what happened to me, this is what they did. Instead, there are about 50 hoops that they have to jump through even to get to an investigation, let alone a hearing.
The Milwaukee Fire and Police Commission has had nearly 500 complaints over the past 9 years and held only 4 hearings. Justice Ann Walsh Bradley told the attorney for the city that makes it pretty clear a change is needed.
It's difficult for me to harmonize those facts with you standing there and saying you're complying with the law. Our job is to get underneath the surface, but on the surface, it appears as though it's not working.
The city has recently hired new hearing examiners to listen to citizen complaints against police. The court is being asked whether the complaint process complies with state statute and whether the city can change it to make it more citizen-friendly. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.